Previously on Curse of Strahd.
If I'm not getting things wrong, you are about to strike Strahd, so can you give me that attack roll?
Yes, certainly. So, I roll a 2.
Shit.
You've been waiting all year for that roll. I'm finally glad to do that.
Oh, no. Okay, so Strahd's longsword attack alone, so two longsword attacks, does 56 points of slashing damage.
Is it just evaporates into red mist?
It's all right, lads, I've got two daggers. Two.
I just used my telepathic power, like, with the Raven, like, a connection to, like...
Drive by the stage for me.
Yeah, basically, I was, like, fly by the stage so staff can get off, but, like, keep low. What my idea was for it to keep low so it wouldn't get blown up by Strahd, okay. But it did. But, yeah, I indicated for it to, like, go down low by the stage so staff could jump up onto it, and then they could just all take off.
Nice. And where have you kind of... Obviously, I mean, it happens very quickly, but where do you want it to head off to?
The Blue Water Inn.
So I think this is a really, really good point to flick the camera over to Aram as Grayson.
Almost immediately after the explosion, Grayson found themselves without without anything. Like everything had, they were just a cat, and found a puddle and realized that they were no longer a Russian blue, but now they're a Siamese cat. With one blue eye and one green eye.
You remember this, a king or a lord or some sort of being of immense power, a skeleton with one eye, sat on a golden throne, or possibly an amber throne.
Grayson, I have given you power beyond imagining for you to get your revenge, but I offer you one more boon. Do this one thing for me, you'll be granted the power you need to get your revenge and to escape this accursed place. Do this one thing.
What is it that you need?
Kill the man in red. You will meet him soon. If you kill him, I will give you a gift.
And you see an old man, a familiar figure. The old priest, Father Lucian Petrovich. But one thing catches your eye. Father Lucian is dressed in a red cloak.
Okay. Has he seen me?
He absolutely hasn't. So, Grayson, you stand upon the top of this mound of rubble. Below you is the bloodied, stinking, waterlogged corpse of Solvarax. And lying just beyond him is the bloody body of this elderly priest dressed in red robes, Father Petrovich. And I think let's roll for initiative.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you're fighting a priest?
Excellent.
So. Oh, Joe got 18.
Oh. Mm. Well, I got 17.
17.
Oh, lucky. Like, Elisa rolled too. She's like, fuck, how old are you, miss?
Oh, I thought we were all rolling. I'm sorry.
No, sorry.
You just sensed I was in danger. It's okay. I appreciate it.
I sensed it through the pillow.
Yep.
So he kind of pushes himself up on this kind of half sort of bloody and broken hand and points his arm up into the sky, and this like ray of light breaks through the overcast clouds and thunders into him and bursts out in all directions, and it kind of turns into this swirling miasma of golden radiant light, and you see it forming into what seems to be the bodies of angels, each holding a shield and a sword in hand and swirling around him in defense. He then kind of pushes himself to his feet and he looks towards you and says, I will not be defeated, demon.
And I am no demon. You know me, Grayson.
He kind of looks on in horror and goes, Grayson, what are you doing? Why do you attack me?
Because you, I'm sorry. What is the name? It's been so long. What is the name of the cult that wears the red robes?
So he's actually not part of the Red Fist Army.
He's a
priest. He's actually a priest of Lathander.
I've made a terrible mistake.
He just happens to be wearing red.
Okay,
you were told to kill the man with red, though.
But as I'm staring and. I kind of saw him as something else, and my eyes shifted a bit. Like, am I aware that this is the person I'm supposed to take out, or did I just accidentally attack the first person in red I saw?
You have no idea. Basically, you were just told to kill the man in red, and this is a man in red who appeared as soon as you left, but I'm not going to give you any hints.
I stop, and, I cast press.
We have this all the same.
I went for a long time with that. It's prestidigitation. I had a hard time with that for a long time.
Okay, I cast that, and I make my voice sound like Grayson used to.
Oh, nice. Okay.
I'm sorry. I didn't understand exactly who you were. Are you okay?
He kind of looks at you and sort of says, I'll be fine. Now I only have a few seconds. I need to finish the spell. You're not going to attack me again. And he genuinely looks terrified.
I think that this spell is going to bring them back, right?
Of course.
Right. No, I'm sorry. I didn't say that out loud. That's what Grayson was able to tell, that this spell's going to resurrect them?
Give me a religion check. Or you can give me an arcana check, but at disadvantage.
Spicy.
Okay, let's do religion then.
Do religion.
Yeah, okay.
Come on.
It's the skill many of my characters have had and I've never used.
Yeah. 15.
So he appeared to be casting Revivify. Okay. However, that spell only works on something or someone that has only just been killed. So this is an altered spell.
Okay.
You don't recognize it, but it seems to be a very similar thing.
Okay, then no. I will not harm you. And I dismiss the spell. Go on. Do whatever you need to.
He seems to calm down. He kind of accepts you it with him, and he sort of goes, okay, Grayson, you surprised me. You look different. What has happened to you?
I have come back. I arose a little while ago. It was confusing, but I'm here now.
Okay, stand guard. Something terrible is happening for Lucky. I feel it. The devil is here. And there's this roll of thunder as he says that.
Oh, the devil, eh? Devil's never met.
So he tries to chant again, and he can't do it. He's so distracted. What I'm going to say is, if you can give me an arcana check at disadvantage or religion to try and help him get this. The other option is if you can give a performance roll and try and sing along with him, to try and help him get this rhythm, because he's... Okay. He can't do it.
All right.
Do the performance. Right.
Performance. I'll go for it. Wait, how is my... Why not? Yes, I'll do the performance.
You should have decent performance of your charisma.
Oh, 10.
Oh, my God.
Okay, let's see how it goes. So he rolled a 1.
Oh, my God. What the fuck? Now Joe's wasted all his bad rolls, so when he attacks us, he's going to kill us.
So the holy light kind of completely dissipates, and the sky above darkens, and this kind of halo of light that had surrounded you completely disappears, and you're basically in this kind of dusky darkness. Wow. And he goes, I fear we have lost it. Hang on. I don't know what to do. We need to bring him back. This man is a holy warrior.
You know, the gem's still over there. Leaking.
Get it.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
Get it. Bring it.
I'm all open. Oh, all right. like it's like a bag or something I could toss it into.
So Grayson sort of disappears down this tiny hole towards this sort of glowing, I would say glowing, it's the throbbing gem as if the power has almost left it. And I think this is the perfect time to flick over to Voron. So Voron, when we last left you, you'd flown out of the square away from the others. And where were you trying to head to? What was your goal?
I was like going down the side alleys, like trying to basically intercept Irina in an alleyway. I saw her go down. So I was like trying to get Irina to help her because Rahadin was chasing after her. Do I see Irina anywhere? Do I see her like going through an alleyway, like crossing in front of me? Because I know like she turned into an alleyway, so I feel like she might not be the same distance. She might be like closing towards me or going further away. But
so the way Vallaki is built is not sort of like a modern city. It's not kind of straight roads. It's you kind of duck down into an alleyway and it winding. Immediately turns left and then turns right, and then so it's not, there's nothing logical and there's nothing it's very organic the way it's made. So you dip
well
down.
I'm still above the buildings like just a bit, so do I see her as I'm flying along in any alleyways?
Give me a perception check.
All right. Natural 20.
You see her in the distance, and she appears to be disappearing into the alleyway beside the Blue Water Inn.
Do I have the movement, like, range, I guess, to swoop down and grab her? So I basically swoop down and grab her.
So she's too far ahead for you to. So by the time you get there, she will be gone. But the last thing that you'll see is her disappearing into the darkness of the alley next to the Blue Water Inn.
Well, then I'll just try to get there. I'll do my movement and I will misty step to be at that alleyway, like as close to her as possible to like make sure I'm there. And then after that, I have nothing else to move.
So at this point you're quite a distance away from the square, and you notice at this point the mist is rising, but it's not nearly as deep. Like it's like an inch deep at this point.
Like it's pulling towards the square almost.
Yeah, very much so. Like it is rising, and you can see it kind of like rolling under you. And when you put your foot down, it kind of gets thicker around your foot. But at this point, it's not damaging you.
All right, cool.
You sort of lower yourself down. Are you going to stand in the mud, or are you going to stay on your broom?
Can I, so my telepathic thing with the raven, is it like, can we communicate with each other, or is it just like I can tell it to do something?
It's pretty pretty binary. You can like tell it to do something, and you can...
Do I know that my friends are on its back?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, cool. Well, then I'm going to like get to it, say, just make sure that it's coming back here, put the stay out of view of... Can I, like, let it know that Rahadin's going down a particular street, so to, like, not show itself on that street? Like, to, like, kind of hide away?
So it doesn't allow you to have... you can't, like, look through its eyes and sort of guide it like a drone. It's very much that you can kind of just tell it to... You can tell it to follow the route you've done. You could get it to go further north to stay even further out of the way, which would be a slightly more circuitous route.
I will prompt it to go further north and then come back down south afterwards, like, just to loop around. And that's what I wanted to do. But to come back to the Blue Water at the end of the day, too.
So the Blue Water Inn is a large structure. Imagine like these kind of Edwardian houses, you know, with the kind of white and black, you know, the black cross beams and the big thatched roof. It's a three-story structure. The shutters are closed. So all the windows are completely covered in wood. You can't see within them. And the door itself is closed as well. And possibly the reason why she went around the outside is the front door is closed. Do you say you're landing on the ground, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm landing down outside. Like outside the alleyway that she turned down that I like lost her in.
So your feet kind of squelch in the mud. Obviously this The Valley of Barovia seems to live in endless winter, so your feet crunch against these kind of frozen ice crystals, and although your undead form can't feel the cold, you definitely kind of feel the unpleasantness that kind of your original lordly nature rejects. The alleyway is thin, probably only about a meter wide, that's about 3 foot for our American listeners, and it's completely filled with detritus and junk, and it's horrible and hard to see far along.
I'm gonna like kind of shout out just like Irina, but like not too loud. That like I know Rahadin's a fair bit behind, but I don't want him to know where we are. So I'm like Irina, can you hear me? It's me, Varon. Are you there?
So there's no sound at all.
Shit. What was the name of the two people who owned the Blue Water Inn that like rescued me or helped me?
Is Irwin and his son Bron had stayed. All the others had flown off towards the Wizard of the Wines winery to find out why no wine has been delivered and no contact has been had for well over a week, well over a 10 day.
Can I like move towards the door and like knock on it and like say, like, I guess a bit louder, just saying like, it's me, Varon, because you saved me earlier, can you let me in?
So you make your way round the front of the house, front of the inn, and you do notice the...
Oh, no, I was hoping there was a door in the back alley.
Oh, okay, so yeah, you carry along in the back alley, and you do, on your left, so you're on the kind of right side of the inn, on your left, there is a door. It's much smaller. It's basically a servant's door, and you can see all around the floor around you is covered with, like where they've thrown out food and stuff, and there's, they've obviously been doing this for a while. There's like a rotting chicken carcass and there's rotting vegetables and a lot of beets, like a lot of beetroot. I'm not sure why.
At this stage of Varon doesn't care. He knows he's rotting himself. He just walked through it. He's like, fuck it, it's not better than I am. It's the same thing as me.
And you do feel this hunger, and you feel it boiling within you, and
oh no,
it's controllable, but you definitely feel it. And the door, you reach up, you open it, and it creaks open. It's not locked.
All right, so when I do open it, I hold it at just like a crack open, and I say into the door, I'm just like, it's me, Varon. Like, if there's anyone there, do not attack me. I'm going to open the door slowly, and I'm coming in, all right? And I walk in.
So can you just give me a Arcana or Perception? It's up to you.
Arcana. I'll do that because I have +7, and I feel like that's probably one of my better rolls. 11. Wow. That's 4 + 7, by the way.
Okay, so you don't sense anything, and I think that's a really good point to switch over to the others. So, Owen, Lisa, and Dave, you are on the back of a giant raven. Which looks a little bit like a spatchcock trickin' ready for the oven because it's been hit by a fireball.
Oh my god!
And you are... do you know what spatchcocked is?
It's like ripped open, isn't it?
Yeah, it's when you cut along the spine and then you fold it out.
I had one last week. It's really tasty.
It's a good
one. No, that's you're right. That's a really bad analogy. I mean, just like a plucked chicken. It's basically, it's more like if you got a chicken and didn't pluck it and stuck it in the oven for 2 hours.
Yeah. Lightly smouldering.
It's not lightly, quite a lot smouldering. and you are flying. It's almost like it's had a mental command, and it has taken like a 30-degree turn to the north, jerks you, and then flies upwards. It is going at speed. This is a fast, magical beast.
Does anyone know how to fly this thing?
Well, I think Voron is guiding us.
Voron, and this is good because this is the way Irina went.
I like imagine it to like go north and like further around so that like from Strad he couldn't just look down the street and be like, I know exactly where that bird's going. It's like going up over the building so it's like out of sight and it can loop around afterwards.
Then I would
in
be
terms
panicking.
Of where we are, what is Strad doing now, John?
He has his arms folded and is looking up at you with a wry smile upon his face.
Strad's a piece of shit.
So God, she's giving us a head start. That's not even funny.
I'm able to hide behind creatures larger than me. So, bear with me. Can I, like, as we, I assume, kind of fly out of view, can I, like, try and hide behind Viesa or, like, just tucked away on the back of the raven and cast Minor Illusion to leave, like, Because it's a 3-foot, it's only a 3-foot image of Seth just standing on one of the roofs near where we are.
Nice. Okay. You'll have to presumably minor. Are you going to cancel your mirror image to do that?
I think it's just a minute, yeah. So my mirror image is, yeah, it's only last a minute, so my mirror image is gone.
Okay, so Saf appears on the roof below you, and then what are you going to have him do?
So, basically, I'm going to have him, like, he's climbing down, just half kind of hanging over the edge of a roof going down to an alley, just a random alley.
Okay, so over the other side. And can you give me a stealth roll so to hide behind Lisa? And because I think you're small, and like you said, you're kind of using the Raven and you're using Lisa, you give me at advantage. And if Lisa's using the help action, you can definitely have advantage.
I'm naturally stealthy, so you can attempt to hide even when obscured only by creatures at least one size bigger, so that's fine. One sec. I rolled an 18, 8 plus 10.
Nice.
That's really
plus
cool.
10. Holy fuck.
Expertise and proficiencies are a hell of a thing.
Oh my god.
So the Raven takes a circuitous and stealthy route. It basically kind of goes over the roof of the square and then ducks down and basically darts through an alleyway smelling of shit, goes up again, and then it's going north, which is obviously not the direction that Voron or Irina went. And you find yourself, Viesa, thinking this is the wrong way. This is where is he going? Then suddenly it turns east and then southeast, and it darts down and it lands outside of a large building. This is a two-story building, but with a large thatched roof as well, which you know probably hides some sort of attic. In fact, you can actually see some slightly obscured windows in the attic. The Blue Water in itself has a large sign outside with what seems to be a well, and above it is a shining sun, and the light of the sun is drawn illuminating the well below it. There's a number of windows, but they are all barred from the outside with shutters, but the crossbars would be on the inside. This is not so much an inn, but a fortress. And you land down outside. The mist, you sort of, from where you see the Raven is, you can see the mist is about 6 inches high.
In speech of the woods, I'm just going to be good bird. Good bird. Thank you, good bird. As it's molting and still like feathers, probably still smoking around us as we're sitting there on this bird.
I don't know if this is the most appropriate thing right now, but I need a beer. And I just head into the inn.
And did I see Irina come this way or head to the inn? Like, how much did I see of her?
Irina went east, whereas you'd have to have gone east then north. So without metagaming, you don't know that she came here. All you know is that the giant raven has brought you here as characters. Okay. Obviously, you as avatars know a bit more.
Also, from the monkey, she knows that the owner was here, right?
It's funny you should say because, like, sat on the inn sign is...
No, Joe, you're not allowed... stop.
Is this little monkey that you recognize from the...
Hey,
the Blinsky's toy shop. Yeah.
Hi. I'll hold my arm out.
He looks down at you and doesn't move.
are you okay? Is anyone inside? Any good people inside? In speech of the woods, I'll say it again and see if he understands me more with stupid sign language-y kind of. Badly trying to like good people inside.
He goes, yeah, your friend, what's he called, the smelly guy,
it's funny, that's how people know me in real life too.
Well, he just went there after the the young girl. What's the fit? Sorry, it's been a really long day.
I'll pull out any kind of snacks I have from my bag and try to give him a little something. Thanks. I've got some good berries. I've got some tarts. They're a little stale.
I would calm down, but that mist stuff that your bird is standing in, it's really dangerous. It kind of hurt my toes when I was in it earlier. I really wouldn't step in if I were you. I'm just waiting for... And he kind of like thinks to himself and goes, I'm just waiting for a friend of mine to come out.
We'll go in, and thanks, and you stay away from that mist.
I'm going to be leaving soon anyway. Me and my friend, we're going. We've had enough of this place. We're heading north. We're going to go to the tower.
Good to know. Okay. We'll try to catch up with you. I think I'm looking for Irina and your friend.
Oh yeah, Irina, that's her. Yeah, of course. Irina, she just went inside. Yeah, that's the young girl. And your smelly friend, he was like a minute or two after her. He went after her too.
Perfect, thank you. Thanks. You just stay safe, all right. Okay?
Bye.
Bye.
So where is this inn? We haven't flown very far, I guess.
It's in Valaki.
It's still like, in Valaki.
We've known about this. We've heard all about it. We've been asked to, two or three people told us to go there at different points.
Yeah. All right, you guys, inside, in the inn. Irina apparently might be there, and,
yeah, I will definitely relay all that and run up to, try, can I get in from, can I get off the Raven onto the roof, or are we?
So the roof is actually, it's two stories high and then a large thatch.
I'll just jump down and try to get to the door as fast as possible.
The mist is insidious, and it feels like stepping into boiling hot water. Like, it is actually painful. So can you give me a constitution save?
18.
Ooh, nice.
And when you look down, you see that where it is around you, it's not 6 inches high. It's like a foot high, and it's kind of floating and creeping up your legs. And it feels really, really unpleasant. As you kind of stroll forward into it. Then you push against the door and the door is locked.
Okay, I'm going to cast Protection from Good and Evil on myself. And then relay the... It's locked. Who can open the door? And I'll bang on the door. Softly bang on the door.
Hello? Okay, Hello? First, how does your Protection from Good and Evil look?
You'll see like ghostly spectrals of ivy and vines and a little bit of sparkly moonlight on them from Saloon, and it just like a glow that kind of and then settles back into me.
Ooh, okay, so this kind of like this unearthly sylvan glow kind of envelops your form and flows down your body, and the mist, which has kind of got up to your knees at this point, just kind of disappears. It's not even like it pulls away. It's just not there anymore. And you look down, and in a circle around you, the mist is writhing against it, but doesn't seem to be able to get any closer.
Okay, so hey, that worked. We have to remember that. That was really good, right? That was good.
And Eric, you said you're gonna try and bust the door down. I'm just gonna
shoulder in the door.
Okay, give me a strength check.
I've had enough of this day. 17.
17 will do it. Do you want to give me a very brief description of how you destroy this door? Or don't. I mean, how do you break it?
I just sort of headbutt
it.
I just sort of try the lock. And just with my hand, just pull myself forward with my hand on the handle and give it to my shoulder. It's like, I may not be able to drink.
Okay, nice. So the door flies open. I think we're going to flick the camera over to Aram. Okay, so Aram, last time we left you, you'd descended down into the ruins of the old church to see if you could recover the Martikov gem to aid in the resurrection of Silverox.
Yeah. So what am I? I saw when I was inside that there was a passageway up to the top and a passageway down from the ground, right?
Very much.
I think so, I'll take the one down from the ground so I don't unsettle, you know, the layout more. Because it looked like the rubble was going to come down.
So you head down You obviously grab the gem on the way, and it pulses against you. And you've had this gem on your person for quite a while now, but this is completely different. Magic or power or something is physically leaking against you, and you can feel it almost like gushing water against your hand. Hmm. You're not sure if this is something everyone would feel or something with your new empowered senses is picking up on.
Do I like it?
It's not necessarily unpleasant, but it's a really unusual, or maybe a sense that you've never had before, okay. Which in itself is unpleasant because it's so new.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to sniff where it's coming out the crack. That's an unfortunate sentence. I didn't mean to say it that way.
Phrasing!
that was a line. Oof.
Quote of the game.
You know what I mean. So what would I roll, I guess?
Give me a perception.
Perception roll. I can do that. Do I get advantage?
This time not at advantage. This is just a straight up. This is just something to notice.
That's fair. Okay. All right, then. I got a 14.
So you kind of hold it up, but within it, and it's hard to see because this glowing radiance makes it hard to see within it, as it were. It kind of glows with this inner light. But there is something inside it. And when you kind of turn it and twist it and almost rattle it, you see that the gem that you used to have around your neck is now inside what seems to be a hollow within this crystal.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. Okay. Then I will... is it less than 5 pounds?
Yeah.
Then I will mage hand it away, and I will go back to the priest.
Okay, so...
Yeah, I don't want to touch it. It's sticky. My fur just got cleaned.
So you kind of jump out of the hole. The sky around you has got considerably darker. There is now no sign of the sun above. This is... If you didn't know better, you'd be thinking this is like 8 o'clock at night.
Mm.
One thing you do notice is mist is beginning to rise. It's only maybe an inch high. But it's not normal.
That's like past my cat knees. Like that, like an inch is frightening.
Well, this is it. So I need you, if you wish to descend towards the priest, you'd have to descend into the mist. And if you want to do that, I need you to make me a constitution roll.
How far can I mage hand the gem over to him?
Oh, yeah, he's within like 10 feet.
Right, then I will mage hand the gem over to him, put it down, come back, grip myself, and carry myself over with mage hand.
Okay, so you're kind of like floating above, and he sort of looks at you and just goes,
I know you mean well, Grayson, but just step outside. Something about you has changed. You're darker. I hope you don't mind me saying. There's a shadow across your spirit, and it's preventing me from completing this spell of light. Just stay back.
Grayson's just hanging there in midair. It hasn't been put to...
It starts going backwards.
All right, fine. And like crosses little, crosses their little paws.
Eric is going to like Grayson a lot more now.
It just like floats backwards and outside. I suppose like finds a tree to set down in so that they don't have to stand in the mist.
So just to point out, because this is Barovia, your mage hand is actually a skeletal hand.
Oh, right, that's unfortunate.
But because of your patron, this skeletal hand glows with this like really sickly, it's not a golden, like an amber light. No, it's never come up before.
So basically, like it's like if sunlight's going through good syrup, it's got that kind of glowy amber to it.
I like to think of it more as like the color of like dehydrated piss.
Okay, fair enough.
Jesus Christ. I love how you said good syrup, not dessert.
Yeah.
Bad syrup?
Yeah, so bad romantic. Syrup would be too thick and it doesn't. It's not as clear and gold. I have an uncle who makes syrup.
He's a maple country, I think.
I just feel syrup is too positive. Like a jaundice baby. Like something really unpleasant.
Jaundice baby? Jesus Christ, Joe.
We could get a full episode out of this, lads. Let's keep it rolling.
The point is, it's an upsetting color.
An upsetting color, yeah. So, with the power of the gem, he does no longer need the to make any rolls, and which is good because I've failed every single roll I've rolled tonight, apart from to kill Aaron. So, the mist is thrown back as the clouds above break apart, and this beautiful light of dawn illuminates it, the area, in this kind of circle of hope and of goodness. And Sulvarix, you finally, after I'd love to know how many episodes, but say you open your eyes, you feel your spirit flowing back into yourself. And you look up and you see the broken and bloody form of an old man dressed in robes of Lathander, the red robes of Lathander, looking down at you. And you sort of, you smell, and you're like, and
my tongue darts. Yeah, it's more of my tongue darts in and out, so tasting the air. And
you're going to regret saying that, because about 5 to 10 episodes ago, Saf dropped you in an open sewer, and
oh, great.
That's work.
I didn't drop him. I placed him for safe. Actually, we found him there, I left him there put a rock.
We took him a bit further out. We put a rock over him to make sure he wouldn't float away.
He was already in the sewer. And why would you blame me? There was 3 of us there.
Well, because you were the one that did it.
Your idea, yeah.
Saf's fault, right?
I mean, it was my idea, and it was a good idea.
So, you're going to regret
what
saying.
What is that taste?
Shit.
You were found in the cesspit outside of Valaki, but my son, I recognized the sigils on your armor. You are a holy warrior, no?
I am a paladin.
And, like, I just look around, make sure my gear's there, and I've got everything, and I'm kind of checking myself over and making sure that I've got no holes in me or there's no bits missing. And
nice. Okay, so he, like, clasps your hand and he lifts you up. And although his arms are frail and you're actually pretty sure that maybe his wrist is broken, he kind of pulls you up, but his hand is glowing with this incredible energy, and you feel yourself being engulfed in life, and you can heal yourself to full hit points as he lifts you up.
Fantastic. I live.
So sort of the like Frankenstein's monster being brought back to life, sort of.
And with that, Father Petrovich drops the ground.
Oh shit. So I hold and stop the priest falling smack down on the floor. Is he still alive?
Okay, he's dead.
Oh shit.
It's almost that he gave up his very life and his very life energy to resurrect you and bring you to full health.
It wouldn't do for me, would he?
I wipe my hand over his face to close his eyes, and I pick him up and walk up to the altar and just lay him down onto the altar.
I'll walk over, but just as a cat.
If you walk over, I need you to make me a constitution save. You step into the 1-inch high mist.
Oh, can I leap like from rooftop or thing to try and get over there?
Not rooftop, but you can definitely leap from rubble to rubble.
I'll do that.
100%. Yeah.
Because I was in the courtyard, and while I was a ghost, I saw what this mist was. So obviously as I go to take a step whilst holding him, I see the mist around, and do I kind of make the same link to what I saw earlier to the mist here?
So I think, yeah, because you've seen it with the in the ethereal plane, you know exactly what this is. You know it's alive, and you know it's vampiric. In fact, right. Give me a, you can choose, you can be a religion or you can give me arcana.
They're both as good as each other, so let's see. I roll 11.
You're not sure, but you actually think that this mist could raise people as vampires.
Don't
touch the mists.
I just move one head to the side and look at Grace and is there any sort of way around the mists? Can I, like, sidestep it or get away from it?
So, with an 11, you don't know any more about it, but you're actually standing in it right now, and it's only an inch high, and it doesn't, like, you can feel it against you, and because you kind of know what it is, you're more aware of it, but it doesn't seem to be doing any damage right now, at least to you, because you're a huge spiritual energy.
So I'm going to get out of it, find the nearest point where the mist's not at.
When Silverix passes me, I'm going to try and leap and land on his shoulder. And I'll be like, do I need to roll?
No, not at all.
Okay, so I just leap on his shoulder. Well, hello. So you came around this time. I really needed a ride.
I kind of look at him with one eye down here as I'm looking around.
Chameleon. It's like
it's not quite like that, but I've got eyes on both sides of my head, I'm guessing. So I'm looking around a way out of this mist, and I want to get away from it. I don't want to put the body down anywhere near it.
So you've placed the body down the altar right now. Do you want to say any kind of, last rites? Do you want to say any words over his body?
I give a last rite sort of prayer.
And with that, this kind of golden light breaks through the clouds for a moment, and the mist clears and disappears from the entire grounds of the church. So basically, you're standing in the rubble of the broken cathedral. And it's the mist is gone. And from where you are actually right now, you can't see any mist at all. And both of you receive a blessing, which in this case counts as an inspiration.
Oh,
right. Fantastic. Be at peace, brother. And I kind of watch the ethereal light fade. Until it is no more. I turn to Grayson.
We should probably get back.
Get back.
Find the others.
Oh, yes, we should find the others. It's been so long. I'd love to catch up. Let's go. I just kind of like pat with her paw on her shoulder. Like, I'm ready.
Pitter patter, let's get at her. And people wonder why I hate cats.
They're like toddlers, except you don't love them as much.
Well, no, they don't love you as much.
That too.
Before we switch scene, probably to Voron, I haven't decided yet, which direction do you want to go? So right now, Silvarax, you don't really know the lay of the town. So you know that the last time you saw your friends and companions, they were leaving the square, but you have no idea where the square is.
That is probably pretty accurate, to be fair. I really don't know the lay of this land at all.
Grayson, so. You actually do have a pretty good lay of the land because you've been in this church before, and the church is pretty central. It's slightly to the west, but without metering, it's quite difficult. So I can give you some choices. So to the north are the docks and Lake Barrock. I think that's the name without checking my book. To the east, there's various things. There's the Blue Water Inn. To the southeast is the square. To the south is the kind of the shops and things like that. To the west is one of the exits. The east is another exit.
Well, I mean, if we're looking for the others, we should head to... I'm doing the voice even though I'm not in character. If we're looking for the others, we should head to the inn. I would assume would be a good place to start. So can I tell Silverix where that is? Or point him in the general direction?
Yeah, you've never been to the inn, but you were I'm trying to remember a year ago, but I'm pretty sure you were given...
He was there in a toy store when we were told about where it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you were given directions, so yeah, you definitely can have
Yeah, directions. Absolutely.
So it's down a bit into the east, and it's over there, and I'm sure you'll find it. Now, does Sol Verix have, like, wings?
No.
I don't believe I do. You don't believe you do? I wish I did.
Okay, but you have like big shoulders, right? And maybe wearing a backpack?
I'm a pretty big guy.
Yeah, I'm just gonna tuck in, right? And like curl up and sleep until we get there.
Okay, so you kind of stroll off through the mists. And it seems quite strange, but Sorvarak seems to be containing this kind of inner glow. And as you leave the ruins of the cathedral and step into the city or village or town of Valaki proper, the mists seem to separate and part like a wave as he strolls through them in the direction of the Blue Water Inn. Okay, so let's leave it here. Twitch channel, we're not going anywhere. I think we probably have a 5-minute comfort break, but we are going to do at least one more hour. But if you're listening on the podcast, I hope you've enjoyed our return to Curse of Strahd. My name is Joe Trier. If you want to get in contact with me, you can find me at HWR podcast on Twitter. And you can also find me as Charles Blackstone in our Pulp Cthulhu campaign, which will be ongoing as well. Everyone else who's playing, I'm just going to give you an opportunity if you want to plug anything, if you want to say anything you're doing, and also how can we get in contact with you? So starting off with Owen.
All right, guys, I'm Owen. You can get me on Twitter at HowWeRollOwen. Owen is Eoghan. Or you can sometimes see me streaming on YouTube at HowWeRollPlays, where I just play random games and talk to fans.
Nice. And Niall?
I don't really use anything outside of, you know, I'll be on the Discord channel. But yeah, I don't really use Twitter or Instagram or anything like that. I actually am on Instagram. My name is Fuck Off, I'm Niall.
I approve.
But I don't really post on it that much. But yeah, I'm around.
Nice. And Lisa, before we go on, can we just give Lisa this huge congratulations on her appearance in Devil May Cry 5? Because that is incredible. Amazing.
Congratulations.
That is really incredible.
Yeah, well done.
Super fun. I'm Lisa Lee. You can find me on the Twitter at Lisa Bell, LISABELLE. And Devil May Cry 5 just dropped after 2 years of having to keep it secret, which was harder than everything did. It was super fun. I think my voice is really processed. I haven't heard myself a lot. I've seen one mob fight of me, but come find me as Scissors.
Nice.
Yeah. Keep watch on your soul. And then April 18th, next month, you can face off with me again in God's Trigger as Famine. And you'll hear me as Eve, and you can kill me a lot as some of those bagger chicks.
And God's Trigger looks so cool. I saw the trailer on Steam the other day. It's amazing.
The music is amazing. The art is so, so cool. It is... it's meant to be cheese, and it's delicious cheese. It's so much fun. We even do, like, there's some bloopers, like Eve has some bloopers that are really fun and funny that were kind of like my favorite thing to record. So, yeah.
Amazing.
And I can't talk about the other thing.
No. Well, as soon as you do, let us know and we'll plug it to it. Aaron, anything you want to talk about? Let's see how you're doing.
Yeah, you can go ahead and you can follow me on the Twitters, GruntyBabyUK. You can also find me in the How We Roll Discord as well. If you just fancy shooting me a question or just want to say hi, just at Aaron. And I'll be able to say hi.
Nice. And Dave?
Yeah, I am occasionally actually on the Discord now. Who knew? Just spend me to send a week at my mother-in-law's. And yeah, I'll be looking for anyone sane to talk to. I do this podcast. I'm also involved in an upcoming podcast project to be released called Die Havoc. Check us out on Twitter at Die Havoc, D-I-E. It's me and the rest of the cast of what was Sword Nut Radio, sort of restarting our own thing.
Amazing.
A lot of fun. A lot of cock jokes.
What? We don't do that.
No, also,
we're compared to us, you don't do that.
We're serious. We're art. We're fine art. You know, we're Shakespearean.
Comparatively speaking, almost. That's not... We're like, you know, Jesus 3% Christ. Content, 90% sexual humor.
Right.
And I'm sure one of my colleagues...
7% regret.
7% regret, yeah. Kate's shooting off a lot of dicks so far in the campaign from what we've played.
Jesus, what percent whiskey is that?
Kate,
we play that
hilarious.
Sober. It's worse. I think we're less crass drunk.
And so, Rob, please tell us the amazing things that you're doing.
I am currently working on two shows, God's Fall and the prequel to God's Fall, Rise of the Demigods. I'm working on a third show that's going to be actual play superheroes modern day in Chicago.
Oh, wow.
And I'm finishing up my second book. And you can find links to all that at Vartian, at V-A-R-T-I-N on Twitter.
Thank you all for listening. We'll be back next week with our next Two-Headed Serpent release, and hopefully in 2 weeks with the next episode of Curse of Strahd. If you would like to listen to next week's episode right now and help support the show, then the next two episodes, Curse of Strahd and Two-Headed Serpent, have already been uploaded to our Patreon at patreon.com/howweRollPodcast. Not only will you get early access to these episodes, but you also really help keep the show going and releasing regularly. So a huge thank you to everyone who supports us, and also a big thank you to our new patron, Bushta. Before we go, we want to say, as always, a big thank you to BattleBard. You should definitely go check them out at battlebards.com. And we also want to say a big thank you to our partners at the Idle Champions of the Forgotten Realms, who have a gold chest giveaway for all How We Roll listeners. All you need to do is enter the game and type in this code, MONONEAPDREGRUCS. So until next time, take care.